As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, those that still have tables. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, May the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, sometimes even good news. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone this morning, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. That remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's just becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the chat room, join the chatters as the conversation picks up steam. Or you can lift up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Write it down on a notepad. I don't remind you very often through the broadcast. It's up to you to remember the number to call in. 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Hope everything's doing okay up there for Sam and Trish. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. Look out, guys. There's plenty of storms in your area, too. 94.3 Elgin, Texas, which seems to be sending all their storms north to us. And 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals trend higher. Building support, crude surpluses, stronger U.S. dollar index. All of that in our market report for this morning. Tornado ravage Joplin. No end in sight for the weary there. Weather pattern is looking grim for the day as well. Technology and technocracy from the 1800s forward. The Comtean positive stage of human existence. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. In the second hour, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off a little bit, off a buck and a half at $1,524.60 a troy ounce. Silver up 43 cents in early trading at $37.06 an ounce. Platinum up $7 at $1,770. Palladium up $8 at $742 a troy ounce. All those are bullion spot prices. The lows and highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,520.50 for a low, $1,529.60 for a high as the U.S. dollar continues to decay. But at $1,524.60, your gold is up year to year, $323.20 for a 26.91% return on your investment in that precious noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London ran up their little flags, rang the bell, and set the price at $1,527. Who are these price fixers? Find them on their website at lbma.org. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Verkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verkey Guy offers amazing specials for Verkey Water Filtration Systems. The Verkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verkey Light System today, complete with two black Verkey elements for only $231, and the Verkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verkey Light, the Verkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, again, once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 25th, 2011, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Stayed up quite a bit late last night, actually, visiting with Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed. You can hear it right here on the Oracle Broadcasting website on Sundays from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock Central Time. But he stuck with me through about 1 o'clock or thereabout, something like that, my time here. But we had another one of these big storms pass over, and so he's kind of a storm chaser, too. And so we just watched all the various videos and, weather and radar in the area, and it was quite an interesting thing. But it was real time as we were watching. You know, as all these various cells were building up here, the central states of the United States of America are definitely getting hammered by a lot of very, very peculiar and nasty weather. But the people up in Joplin are still trying to find all of the dead, find whatever's left of their homes or possessions, and make out. But, you know, it's going up there in the charts as one of the worst tornadoes in American history, U.S. history. So we'll see how all of that transpires. If you're interested at all in finding out more about it, you can go to several different websites. One of them, you can just type in joplinmo.org, joplinmo.org. And that's the city of Joplin, Missouri's website. There's information that you can find there. You can also go to the joplinglobe.com, Joplin Globe, that's the local newspaper. JoplinGlobe.com and get breaking news and stories and follow-ups on that. They have a story here, tornado ranked among the deadliest. Bill Davis, the head meteorologist with the National Weather Service at Springfield, did not mince words Tuesday when he described the tornado that struck Joplin on Sunday. There were a few little swirling vortexes, and then it came down like a fist coming right out of the sky. Well, that's typically, Bill, just exactly where the tornadoes originate. Anyway, and then you can also jump over to Jasper County Sheriff's Department. This is Jasper County, Missouri, so you just type in www.jaspercounty.org, and you'll get the Sheriff's Department. And once you go there, you'll see right on the front page they've got a couple of banners set up. You can apply for disaster relief, do volunteer information, get on their Facebook and follow the story. But the volunteer information so far pretty much is go to the university there, MSSU, Missouri Southern State University. Go to the rec center there and put your name on the list. I guess they'll get back to you. I'm not sure quite how they're going to work that out. But they do also mention that they're not too absolutely fond of having anybody wandering around in the path of destruction because they've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there. They've got over 100 state patrol. They've got 260-something National Guard. They've got the FEMA there. The Fed man is there. All of the people, all the first responders from I don't know how many counties and into, you know, I mean, they're just descending on this thing. So anyway, it's not to make any light of it because people up there are definitely in deep trouble. But nevertheless, as far as volunteering to help out, well, I think they've got all of your tax dollars pretty well at work. Let's go into the rest of the market report once again. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold once more trading off $1.50 at $15.2460 and silver up 43 cents at $37.06. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they claim to be holding this morning 1,214.08 metric tons, bumping up 4.55, continuing this week-long trend of buying back into the marketplace. So as the all the various gold brokers advise, you know, you buy on the dips when you have a major correction like we've seen over the last couple of weeks. And its prices are down. Now's the time to restock your supply if you have any wherewithal to do so. They're claiming that they've got $59.6 billion in their electronic treasure chest. Probably something looks like Fort Knox. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 25 at 12,356. The NASDAQ down 13, closing at 2746. And the S&P 500 closing off 1 at 1316. Quite a bit of red ink in the market this morning. Crude oil off 55 cents a barrel at $99.04 a barrel for the light sweet crude delivered as it is in Oklahoma. And of course, they're awash in oil. They got more oil than they know what to do with, and yet the prices are still up. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 13 basis points at 76.03. That's a pretty high dollar index. It's a trade weighted basket of currencies. You want to find out about that, you can look it up. You can simply just Google Scroogle Dogpile Web Start page it. U.S. dollar index or USDX, and you should get a complete description of what that all is really about. When we talk about up 13 and down 13 or something like that, we're talking about basis points. It's a trade-weighted basket of currencies. These aren't pennies. It's 76.03. The foreign exchange rate, the Canadian loonie this morning, as a result of the move here, the Canadian loonie drops down 19 basis points on that upward move in the U.S. dollar. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The Mexican peso equally down 21 basis points, and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents apiece. Your multiplier there, it'll take you 11.7126. You'll buy 11.7126 pesos with every dollar that you invest in that direction. But they're basically just 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning down 19 basis points, continuing the weakening in the euro at $1.41 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound up strongly, up 34 basis points at $1.62 U.S. And the Swiss franc up even stronger, up 53 basis points at $1.14. The bond market this morning, the yield on your two-year treasuries, that's your U.S. bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 2 years at 0.54, the 10-year benchmark rate. The yield there is 3.12%, and your 30-year yield is at 4.27% in the bond market. In the mortgage area, go over to the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgages, where we see a move down, continuing this trend day after day after day, where we're moving down now from 4.0% a month ago to 3.81% for the 15 years this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.78 to 4.59. Your prime rate's locked in and iron at 3.25%, and your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 41.13 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's look at the economic calendar for this morning, where we find that we've got the MBA purchase applications. Again, that's your Mortgage Bankers Association apps out. We'll go there in a moment. And the durable goods orders are up, ready to report on. The FHFA house price index will be out a little later in the broadcast. Also, the petroleum status. So watch that. And I'm sure you'll find that when that report comes out, we are a wash in oil. Tomorrow, the gross domestic product will be out early, the jobless claims, and again on Friday, personal income and outlays and consumer sentiment. So let's go right into the report. The MBA purchase applications. Now, if you recall, yesterday we heard about, oh boy, well, we've sold a lot of new houses. Well, let's see how this looks. The volume of mortgage applications for home purchases rose 1.5% in the May 20 week, partially reversing the prior week's 3.2% decline. So still overall, it's down. Purchase applications jumped 6.7% in the first week of May, a month that so far looks to show a gain compared with April in what would be good news for the housing sector. Applications for refinancing rose 1.5%, reflecting favorable mortgage rates, which, however, rose in the week up 9 basis points for 30-year loans to 4.69. So here we are in May. The houses that have been built in the spring are up for sale. Some of them are selling. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so, of course, it takes about three strong men swinging a hammer well to put a house up in about 90 days, you know, if you're a small-time contractor builder. And so a lot of those housing permits that we saw talked about in the dead of the winter, there were housing permits that were being applied for. Those houses now are probably all done and basically ready for sale. However, we're not seeing much of a pickup in new permit applications. And so until we see more permit applications, things could start to look pretty grim as we move through the summer doldrums and into the fall. We're going to have to see a strong pickup in permit applications and permit approvals and construction financing if we want to keep people busy swinging hammers and building houses in America this summer. Let's go on to the next one. Durable goods orders, okay? Now, this is refrigerators and bigger stuff than that, you know, like Patriot missiles and that sort of crap for throwing over at Libya. Durable orders fell back in April as overall new factory orders for durables declined 3.6%. So let's just say we've gone ahead and we've sold off all the houses that we had permits for. We built them and they're done and they're on the market. Some of them are selling. Some of them are probably standing there with their signs going faded out in the sunshine. But anyway, but now we're seeing a decline in durable goods, so that means factory workers are starting to back off a little bit more, following a revised 4.4% jump in March. And so if you continually add these numbers together, as we do each day, and chart them out, things don't look too good in the long run. Anyway, let's go on further. April's decrease was worse than the median forecast for a 3.0% fall, excluding transportation. New orders slipped 1.5% following a 2.5% rise in March. Weakness in the latest month was broad-based, but also followed a broad-based jump in March. This series is living up to its reputation as one of the most volatile monthly data series. And, of course, we've had volatility throughout the whole market, including in the commodities. Let's go in and talk a little bit about gold and silver here off of the Bloomberg website. Always like these two gentlemen when they get together. Either one of them writes a fine article, but when they get together and collaboratively write, they have a good product. This is Nicholas Larkin and Pham Dai Nguyen. Got to be a Vietnamese, I think, out in Seattle. So we've got two writers here. Sales of gold coins. This is the headline. Gold coins show bull market unbowed in commodities decline. Sales of gold coins are on track for the best month in a year and the worst commodities rout since 2008, a sign that bullion's longest bull market in nine decades has further to run if history is to be our guide. The U.S. Mint sold 85,000 ounces of American Eagle gold coins since May 1st as the Standard & Poor's GSCI index of 24 raw metals. Come on, Will. Fire up that chainsaw-like tongue, boy. Let's try that one again. The U.S. Mint sold 85,000. It's really tough, you know, when you're running out of teeth in the front. You've got to search around with your tongue to find a tooth to tie your teeth. And yeah, you got it. Anyway, the U.S. Mint sold 85,000 ounces of American Eagle gold coins since May the 1st as the Standard & Poor's GSCI index of 24 raw materials fell 9.9%. That's a great sentence. The last time sales reached that level, bullion rose 21% in the next year. So we're looking forward to higher prices as we go through the summer here. They say gold will advance 17% to a record of 1,750 an ounce by December the 31st. Might have some rocky road to cover there in September, October, and November. But if all things continue as they were, we might see 1750 by December the 31st and keep gaining. In 2012, the median estimate in a Bloomberg survey of 31 analysts, traders, and investors shows. Investors in exchange-traded products, that would be your SPDR, the GLD, the GOL, etc. Investors in exchange-traded products backed by the metal accumulated $98 billion of gold as prices rose 74% since U.S. borrowing costs fell to near zero in December of 2008. And the dollar index dropped 6.2%. All these things is the reason why we go through these market reports and give you all of these various indicators and try and point you in the places where you can get the real deal, the numbers behind the numbers, the story behind the story. Okay? When you read an article like this, if you were just falling off the back of the watermelon truck, why you wouldn't have any understanding of what's being said. But this audience is more well-educated and informed than that. Continuing, there is no sign that gold has peaked, said Martin Murrenbeel. Why do we care? Well, because when gold is going up, folks, that means that the value, the purchasing power of your dollar is going down. And when more and more people are piling into gold, that's telling you that they got less and less, you know, fewer and fewer places that they think as investors or as savers or as, you know, hedge fund managers, they've got fewer and fewer choices and fewer options, and they're looking for, what they call it in the biz, safe haven. They're looking for a place to stash the cash while they weather the storm, all right? That's what's going down here. There's no sign that gold has peaked, said Martin Murrenbeel, the chief economist at Toronto-based Dundee Wealth, Inc. That means that if there's no sign that gold has peaked, that means that they see the U.S. dollar going through the bottom and the stock market might go right with it. Anyway, which manages about $85 billion in mutual funds and brokerage accounts. We're going to find that the U.S. economy is not very strong, he said. A low interest rate environment will remain for possibly all of 2012, and the dollar goes down. That's right, Martin Murrenbeel said. The experts say a gold rally, bullion rose almost sixfold from a two-decade low in 1999, while the dollar index fell 35% since the end of 2001. The gauge will drop 2.9% more this year and another 3.7%. These are just all numbers and charts, the charts and the waves. But, you know, that's how the marketplace goes, as we read to you yesterday. Going to continue today in the broadcast. Technology. The new technological order. It's all based on calculations. Calculations. They sit around and scratch their head and sharpen their pencils and put on their little visor and bring the lamp down low. Gold rallied every year since 2001, attracting billionaire investor George Soros and John Paulson, and reached a record of $1,577.57 in London on May the 2nd. And here we are on May the 25th, and we're some $50 below this record, but we're starting to move back in that direction, all right? While the 2,041 metric tons accumulated through the metal-backed ETPs, they call them exchange-traded products, help drive prices higher, it also represents a threat, which is what I've been saying all along. Holdings dropped 3.3% in the first quarter, according to data released by the ETP providers. The details of which investors changed their holdings in that period are being revealed in Securities and Exchange Commission filings. And so, as we were having this big buy-off, my question posed to Robert Chapman and others was, you know, it takes two to tango. There's both sides of a transaction. You can't just all of a sudden have a bunch of people selling unless you got a bunch of people buying. So while everybody was throwing their gold in the streets, my question was, who's buying it? It's got to be somebody on the other side. Well, this is what's coming out now. The details of which investors changed their holdings in that period are being revealed in Securities and Exchange Commission, that's your SEC, filings. Fund holdings? Turajadi Capital Management LP, founded by Paul Turajadi, or Turaji, sold 173,000 shares in the SPDR Gold Trust during the quarter, valued at about $24 million. So here's one of the sellers. An SEC filing on May the 13th showed Austin Beck, Capital Management, LLC, run by Andrew Hall, bought a stake in the market, Vector's gold miners ETF, valued at $32.5 million. Well, we'll be right back. Buying and selling, buying and selling, buying.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York 94.3, Elgin, Texas 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Broadcasting this out to the hinterlands, thank you so very much. Certainly lots of ways you can listen and participate. You can also help the broadcast by letting other people know that this broadcast is on the air each and every morning, just like clockwork. And you can go up on TalkStreamLive.com, and you can click on the Become Vocal Local link there and help to move us up in the ratings. The higher we are and the closer we are to the top of TalkStreamLive.com's list, why, of course, the more people will stumble upon us and say, hey, what's this all about? What's this Become Vocal Local stuff all about? Back to the article here off of Bloomberg, Nicholas Larkin writing, and Pham Dai Ni Jin. Rather interesting. But we're looking at who are the big people, who are the big hands in the deep pockets that are in here in this marketplace. You know, not only were we slapped upside the head as the margin requirements were changed on COMEX, of course, that's a that's their group. We talked about that group before, but man, I don't know, haven't heard anything really much out of this new Hong Kong Merck exchange that was set up over there as kind of a foil to COMEX. But anyway, the when they changed the margin rates requirements, it went up, I think, from like about $9,600 that the traders had to pony up as a deposit to $21,700 or something like that. And it scared some people out of the marketplace. And then, of course, the major clearinghouse, the big guys, they doubled that, you know, just to be spiteful. But here we're finding some of the people that were involved in this big flop around. Soros Fund Management, LLC, held 4.72 million SPDR Gold Trust shares. You know, we're out there, we buy 1 ounce here, you know, 1 ounce there. We go to an auction and pick up 20 ounces of silver. We believe we've had a really good day, and we have. We've done a good thing. We've taken more gold and silver out of the hands of the globalists and put them in the people's pocket where they belong in 1933. Anyway, Soros Fund, he comes in and he starts whipping around with $4.72 million. Anyway, equal to about 14 tons. An SEC filing on February the 14th showed Soros described gold in January last year as the ultimate asset bubble. The fund sold some holdings because it no longer expects deflation. But underscore this, they didn't sell all their gold. They were just feeding into the decline. And you can be sure they're back in real soon, buying it back up again. That's what they do. John Paulson, we've talked about him before, Paulson and Company, based in New York, held 31.5 million shares in the SPDR Gold Trust. You can go up on the website, www.spdrgoldshares.com, and you can browse around on the website and you can find out more about that. All right. But the point is that when you buy a share, I think it was about $141 a share. Let's see what they have. If it is down here, we'll just drop down here and see if we can find it. Now I'd have to take it out of the bookmark files. It's a different link. Nevertheless, a share is about a tenth of an ounce of gold, and that's how they sell it. And then they put it all together in baskets, so nobody ever gets the physical. You know, forget that. The new filings fund from the funds may show that big names exited the exchange-traded products, and this news may cause prices to slip in the very short term. All right? So these guys, the whole marketplace is manipulated, just know it. And when they can move in and they move out, they take profits and they wait for it to drop $20, $30, $40, $50, then they come back in and buy again. And that's precisely what we might need to do as well. Sales climb. So on the one hand, we've got the sellers. Now we go into the buyers. It's not just the U.S. Mint that saw accelerating sales. Rand Refinery, which makes the Krugerrand, said on May the 13th that sales are heading for the best month since August. Now, this is physical. All right? This is physical gold. This is like your Krugerrands, your 1 ounces, your 10th ounces, quarter ounces, your halves. All right? On May the 6th, it was the strongest since early February. Standard Bank said in a report on May the 11th, U.S. Mint sold 62,000 ounces of American Eagles in the first week of May. This is your physical market. As the S&P GSCI slumped 11%. Those sales are certainly reflective of a strong wave of demand for physical metal. And, of course, then you've got places like Utah and others where they're going back to, you know, they're going to allow gold and silver in circulation, I guess. We'll see how that works out. Certainly didn't work out too well for the Liberty Dollar folk, but we'll see what happens. Those sales are certainly reflective of a strong wave of demand for physical. Facing challenges, there are more factors than at perhaps any other time in history that would suggest to investors they should own gold. Again, of course, I don't sell gold. I'm not encouraging you to either. We're just following it. This is a safe haven. This is like an escape route. This is where the rabbit hole goes when the monetary system collapses, said Michael Haynes, chief executive officer of American Precious Metals Exchange, an online bullion dealer that had its three best sales weeks ever in April and May. Its three best sales weeks ever. We don't know if the euro is going to crack or stay, and the dollar is facing challenges as the world's reserve currency. If they pull the plug on the U.S. dollar September, October, November of this year, All hell's going to break loose, folks. I hope you're prepared. Another warning sign for the rally may be central banks adding to their reserves. So here now are more buyers, all right? The big buyers adding to their reserves for the first time in a generation. Mexico, Russia, and Thailand bought about a combined $6 billion in February and March. International Monetary Fund data shows central banks hold 30.575 tons, equal to about 18% of all the metal ever mined, the data shows. So there's more to that. And so while some people are investing in gold and silver and following the lead of the bigger money players on the planet, including the central bankers, the Senate is in there knocking the hell out of your 401ks as rainy day funds. This article by Margaret Collins, Bloomberg. This is a little older news, all right? This is May the 18th. Workers will be limited in tapping their 401k retirement plans for loans under legislation two senators introduced today that's designed to counter the erosion of retirement assets. Now, some people have been taking their money out of their 401ks and getting them into precious metal physical holdings, all right? And you can borrow against these 401ks to make that happen. Or you can just get rid of them, I guess, and pay the taxes on it. But there's more to that story. I just wanted to bring that up so that you recall that the 401ks are under attack, you know. Jared Loughner, pop judge role, right? Right at that time when that story broke out, whether it was true or whether it was fabricated or otherwise, whether all the people that were claimed to have been shot were shot or weren't, one thing is for certain, and I don't know if it's absolutely certain, but Judge Roll was in the process of writing opinions on whether the federal gov could actually get involved with 401ks and stuff. So maybe there was a reason to whack a good judge, Judge Roll. Charlie Devereux, writing this for Bloomberg yesterday, Chavez may curb oil sales to the U.S. in response to the Iran sanctions. They're trying to do anything and everything they can do to buoy up and keep up this OPEC price of crude oil. Venezuela said it may not be able to guarantee all future oil shipments to the United States after Barry the Usurper imposed sanctions on South America's biggest oil producer for doing business with Iran. And we don't get that much oil out of the Saudis. We have most of our oil from Canada and South America, all right? And out of our own wells. Anyway, the U.S. yesterday, and this would be again the 23rd now, U.S. yesterday imposed economic sanctions on state oil company Petróleos de Venezuela S.A.'s and six other foreign companies for working with Iran's energy industry in ways that might bolster the country's illicit nuclear program. Of course, Iran was one of the founding members of OPEC. Venezuela's in there, too, and so on and so forth. Here's an interesting quote. The true impact of this new gringo, this is a quote now. The true impact of this new gringo aggression will be to strengthen the nationalist and patriotic morale of Venezuela, Chavez said in a message posted on his Twitter account. The yield on 8.5% dollar-denominated PDVSA bonds due on 2017 jumped 5.1 basis points and so on and so forth. And it talks about Citgo and everything else, okay? Now, here's another novel little twist. Well, before we go to this novel little twist, no, we'll go to the novel twist, and then we'll bring up Jeff from Chelsea on the other side of this break. We've only got a few seconds remaining, Jeff. Here we go. Obama administration buying 116 plug-in vehicles for their fleet led by the GM Volt. Well, I guess if GM can't sell their Volt and nobody can move the Leaf and Think Global AS can't sell their Think Local, turn to Uncle Suck. He'll buy them, and he'll buy them at a high price. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
If you'd like to call in during the last segment here, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so in the first hour of today's broadcast at 866-841-1065. Let's go up to Chelsea, Massachusetts, and visit with our roving reporter, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
How's it going, Will? I'm actually at work on break, but how's it going, Will?
Well, it's going, and I've got plenty of rain and wind last night. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Well, Will, I thought about this. What is the most precious metal in the world besides gold? I will answer that. Lead. Lots of lead, and I'll tell you why. Will, I have this picture of myself living all the way out in Maine, outside in a log cabin with my gold coins and lots of bullets with barbed wire around my nice scenic property and with a nice sign saying, keep out. With my shortwave radio, 20 years of freeze-dried food, with a nice shortwave on my side, I'm listening to the shortwave radio, and it says, the bottom has just fell out of the American economy. Inner cities around the country are experiencing internal unrest.
Wow, sounds just like George and Barbara Bush's compound.
Yeah, I know, But the reason why I'm sharing this weird thought is that is what's going to happen, actually, because how are you going to protect your gold if you don't have the means, if you don't have the arms and the bullets to protect it? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. All this stuff about gold, it's just intellectual gum chewing.
Well, that kind of goes without saying, you know, that you know your own you only have any of those survival things and whatnot as long as you can protect it. And for quite some time, Jeff, I've talked about it from the standpoint as, in my mind, being forward caching. That's kind of a military term, forward caching.
I've never heard that.
It's so very handy, you know, to have the freeze-dried guy and all the other people out there selling out all across America, you know, selling in the bullion and the beans and the, you know, the Bibles and all of that, and everybody's all stocked up. But unfortunately, a lot of people pay with credit cards, and you could basically map all the places where there are thousands of pounds of dried food and all the rifles are stored and where all the weapons are stored, and then just kind of turn around and put it into a three-dimensional GIS GPS database, getting back to the census records. And then when you start to move troops into that area, you know which houses to hit first so that you could be able to restock your supplies. It's kind of like the scorched earth policy. The Chinese can burn everything behind them and just go and hit the Patriot caches first.
Good point. Well, Will, that is right on. I never thought of it that way. Will, that is so good. And before I get off the air, I'm thinking, you know, in this fantasy, I would have my shortwave radio, and I'd be hearing about cities burning down to the ground. Cities completely bankrupt. In America, like a third world toilet.
Well, I don't know whether Al Wiener would be on the air on that morning, but you might have to be getting those reports from South America or from Russia.
I know. You know, William Cooper was one of my heroes. When he said Al Wiener, I was thinking about the owner of that station up in Maine. So yeah. You know, shortwave radio is going to be rare because they're going to cut it all off. So it won't do any good to even have a shortwave radio. They probably have to have a ham radio or something. But Will, I'm telling you, we are in for some rough times. We are in for some really rough times because guess what? The police are just going to come over your house and steal your gold because they'll just outlaw gold coins.
Well, they can't. That's not going to be too good because for them, they would have so many, many households to try and go to for really so little money. You know, if they can go in and ransack your 401ks, if they can continue to fire up
good
the printing,
point.
If they can run up the printing presses, they don't need to go out and struggle over 20 ounces here and 30 ounces there. You know, what they'll do is they'll turn around likely and go right straight to the ETFs. You know, if you can go to the SPDR gold shares and pull out $59.6 billion worth of wealth just by turning an electronic switch, I would go there first.
That's a good point there. Yeah. Will, that is a brilliant point, touche on your part, Will, and have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Always good to hear from Jeff and his perspective. Yeah, you could go and, you know, bunker up alongside of in the Kenny Bunkport, Maine, with the Bushes, I guess. The furthest north in Maine I think I've ever been was at the border. Jackman, Maine, wrote a song about that. Got turned around. I was trying to go to Toronto. They didn't really want me to cross the border. Took one look at me and my knapsack, flowing beard, and long hair and guitar, and they said, not here, bub. Out of here. Anyway, lost a great ride in a semi-truck that would have taken me all the way to the big city. I wanted to go up and see Buckminster Fuller's geodesic dome at Expo, but they wouldn't let me across the border. Anyway, I have fond memories of Maine, of all the places I've traveled in America. It is probably looks, from a scenic standpoint, as much like Fairbanks, Alaska as any of them. But back to this article now. And before I go there, yeah, let's just talk a little bit more about what Jeff was saying. You know, we can be prepared, and be prepared is all get out. But when, as I've mentioned, you know, when the creator of the universe slaps you down like they did up in Joplin, you could have all the gold and silver, you could have all the bullets, the beans, the bacon, and everything else stored in your house. But if it's swept off at the foundation line, to what avail? To what avail? So that's why we become self-reliant. We need to know who we are and whose we are, and we do the best we can to take care of ourselves. And then, you know, basically the rest of it, every breath you take, every step you make, it's coming from a higher source. So remember that. Also, just in kind of the wake, and we'll get to that a little bit more in a moment, but in the wake of these tornadoes, what is going down up there in Joplin? You know, I spent time yesterday all over the web trying to find out about volunteering up there, and I was not getting very much positive response. Now, I'll have to drive up there. One of the reasons why I haven't driven up, first of all, it's not next door. But second, because what I don't want to do is drive all the way up to Joplin to lend a hand, you know, throw the job box in the back and the chainsaw and 5 gallons of gas and go to work. I don't want to drive all the way up there just to get turned around by some police sentry at an intersection. You know, if they cordoned off the whole area, which I have a very distinct feeling that they did, then, you know, even your volunteers won't be able to help. And why not? Well, it's just like Katrina, all right? In the first place, unlike the Japanese, Americans have a habit of looting. Even the cops can't keep their hands off of things. If the cops find your stash of gold coins or just find gold coins thrown in the street, why, they'll pick them up and put them in their pocket. They won't turn them in. You know, they wouldn't. So one of the real problems that we've got in a situation like this with the FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard task force system, it's not just mono-mono, man helping man, neighbor helping neighbor. No. The neighbors have to get the hell away, stay out of the area, can't come in like they did down in Tuscaloosa. FedGov comes in and they cordon off the whole thing, and then we have to be dependent on government for all of the handouts. Red Cross are already up there. Red Cross, you, they're telling you, donate blood and send money. Remember what happened in Katrina? Remember what happened in September 11th, 2001, the live burning sacrifice? Everybody sent money to the Red Cross. People were donating blood. Did any of that money ever get to the victims? Big question mark hangs over my head, and that story hasn't been solved yet. But anyway, back to the discussion here. A little bit more news in the first hour here. Finish up our new newsy news. Usurper's administration buying 116 plug-in vehicles. I mean, if you can't get the green movement to get off the ground and go, then the FedGov steps in and buys it up. Angela Greeling, Keene, and Kim Chipman collaboratively writing this for Bloomberg. The usurper's administration plans to purchase 116 plug-in electric vehicles. I hope they remember to buy lots of extension cords. For the U.S. government, led by 101 Chevrolet Volts from GM, and that's not insider trading, is it? Saying it wants to increase the number of these cars in its fleet. There's this Admiralty Law stuff again, fleets and fleet sales, right? Nissan Motor Company and Think Global AS. Now, I'd have never... That's why I read these articles, folks. The links, the clues are just profound. I didn't know that there was a car company out there called Think Global, but there is. You know, we act local and think global. Well, no, they got a car. It's called the Think Local. They got the Think Local being made by the Think Global. My God, what a mess this is. Anyway, vehicles will also be acquired as part of a directive, you know, he demands, he directs, he commands. He's the man of all seasons. The Irish Kenyan from Indonesia, right, to ensure that all new government vehicles can use alternative fuels by 2015. That's a real curious phrase, that all new government vehicles can use alternative fuels by 2015. What are you telling me? By 2015, my 57 Chevrolet, my 61 Chevy truck is not going to be able to run because they won't be able to use the alternative fuels. Well, that might be the case. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. We'll have to find out what Chu chewed over after this. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead. Do stay tuned. Your calls are welcome.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, we have a chat room up and running at becomevocallocal.com. You can jump in and pick up benefits from all of the listeners and the chatters that are in there, dropping links to stories and talking about them, things that it's like another broadcast going on the side here, kind of captivating for me to watch during the breaks. But anyway, back to this story, broken this out a little bit here. Obama, they say here, administration buying 116 plug-in vehicles for a fleet led by the GM Volt. What are we doing? Well, we're sustaining development. We're sustaining the environmental and the developmental concerns. And here, this Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, he was the guy they sent down there to try and figure out what to do with Macondo Gently Weeps as the Deepwater Horizon self-destructed in the Gulf of Mexico. Remember that story that seems to have found its way into the back burner? Anyway, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu and additional federal officials presented the plan to buy vehicles that run on low-emission fuels, such as ethanol blends. The other day, we talked about the Brits getting crazy with this, and they're going to start diverting wheat into the manufacture of ethanol. And all of the other animals, humans and other animals, go hungry as our foodstuffs get contaminated by genetically modified seed banks from Monsanto and others, and they start growing ethanol corn and ethanol wheat as opposed to human wheat. The proposal may trim the size of the federal fleet, which has about 600,000 cars and trucks. Now, I don't know how they're going to trim the size of the fleet. I guess they're going to have to get rid of all the ones that run on gasoline. I don't know quite how this is working out. Quote, Chu goes on and says this, quote, we are in a global race to capture the growing market for alternative vehicle technologies, a global race. But we're only buying a few of these Chevy Volts. Most of them are coming from the Nissan Motor Company and Think Global AS, right? Okay. Global race. Globalist. That's the truth there. Chu said at a press conference in Washington, the directive puts into effect the usurper statement in March that the government should be buying only alternative fuel vehicles within 4 years. These could include electric, natural gas, clean diesel, and flex fuel cars that use the new E85, a blend of 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline. 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline. Now, wait a minute. It costs one hell of a lot more to make ethanol than it does to bring a gallon of gasoline to the market. So just imagine within the next 4 years as we go to these alcohol burners, how much more it's going to cost you to fill up your tank, son. The 85% ethanol, they're going to force you into this market, folks. They're going to force you out of your automobiles and onto buses and trains and pat-downs and electronic probes up your anal cavity. The electric vehicle purchases are intended to be a start to expanding the number of plug-in cars in the federal fleet. Wow. What are they going to have to do with those plug-in cars? They're going to have to go out in the parking lot there in like Alaska and put in a bunch of outlets so that you can come to work in the morning and plug in your head bolt heater, only this time we'll be plugging it in with a little meter on it. Can you imagine standing there feeding the meter, your smart meter? Maybe they'll charge it to your credit card. Maybe that's how it'll work. It'll have a little card where you just get to work in the morning, you swipe your card across the meter, and it's plug your car in, and it sits there and recharges your car while you're at work. By the time you come out, you've paid more for electricity than you earned at your job. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, we're back on our Wednesday, May the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour of the broadcast. First hour went through a variety of news, closing out with one or two more articles here, looking at this, the usurper's administration buying the electric vehicles. Well, my question to you all is, how many junkyards are there in this country? How many wrecking yards are there that have just acres and acres and acres of ding-dang, bent, and rusty automobiles that we can use for parts? How many auto dealers are there all across America? How many automobile repair shops are there? How many places are there all across this country where they have gasoline that they have all their pumps in place and their tanks, their storage tanks are in the ground and all of that? You start screwing around the way that these guys are talking here, and you're talking a transformation of epic proportions in transportation in America, all right? Start running to these 85% ethanol. You're going to have to change out the tanks at the gas stations, et cetera. Pumps are going to be different. The pricing is going to be different. The whole nine yards is going to be different. But what about these electric cars? How are they going to fit into this? You know, these flex fuel cars use E85, a blend of 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline. We don't have a shortage of gasoline. What we have a shortage is mental power in Washington. Electric vehicle purchases, again, are intended to be a start to expanding the number of plug-in cars in the federal fleet. U.S. government began boosting its purchases of hybrid electric cars in 2009, including buying 3,100 with $300 million the GSA received in federal economic stimulus money. All right? That is a gob and a bunch of money per automobile. All right? Huge bucks here. And the numbers that they're sharing are nowhere near the cost. So there must be a tremendous, tremendous infrastructure build that rolls with it, not to mention the administrative costs and the payola for the congressors. But the government, you just do the math. Take $300 million. That's nine zeros. It's eight zeros and a three. And divide it by 3,100. All right, do the math. I did it earlier, but I don't remember the number. I don't have the result in front of me. But do the math, and you're going to see that it's not going to fix these numbers. The government, which negotiates vehicle purchase prices, is paying $38,500 for each of these roller skates with an electric engine, motor, I should say, and batteries. A $38,500 car. I mean to tell you, folks, please, I've bought houses for a lot less than that, all right? $33,000 for the Leaf. And about $32,500 for Oslo-based Think Global's Think City cars. Think Global, Think City. Yeah, right. According to the GSA, well, that's less than the Volt's $41,000 suggested retail price. We're putting our government employees' butts in an electric roller skate that has a retail value of $41,000 a piece. You have got to be smoking the rope. And, of course, when Gov buys these things, they don't qualify for the $7,500 credit for plug-in vehicles bought by individuals. The GSA made the right call in choosing the Volt to help lead its electric vehicle fleet initiative. Well, I'll tell you, I'm about to puke. Let's go on to the next one. So as we have these Irish Spring, that's the kind of a name of a soap, isn't it? Well, anyway, as we have these spring revolutions in the East, everybody remember about Egypt there with Mubarak and the article that we shared with you back then. I don't have the specifics in mind, but I think they had something like Egypt had something they did, borrowed $100 million from the United States, and they were struggling to make the interest payments on it. Well, Dorothy, this is what happens when you go to bed with the whores in Washington, D.C. The World Bank will lend up to $6 billion to Egypt. They were struggling over paying back the interest on a very small loan. Wait until they struggle under this burden. And this is the way they love to do it. This is your central bankers at work, all right? This is what they want, the burden they want to impose on the Libyans. But they're doing it in Egypt and Tunisia. The World Bank said it plans to provide as much as $6 billion in financing to Egypt and Tunisia over the next 2 years to help them modernize their economies after popular revolts toppled their leaders this year. Oh, they're going to modernize their economies, all right, and go deeper and deeper and deeper into the debt spiral of central banking and fiat currencies. It's all fractional reserve lending. Anyway, they don't make any money off their paper product. They make money off of interest earning. And I wonder how the Egyptians and the Tunisians and the other Muslim countries are going to like their leaders signing them up for major amounts of interest. That kind of goes against the Sharia, does it not? Support would include $4.5 billion for Egypt, where the International Monetary Fund, these are the jackals now coming in, is also expected to provide a loan. World Bank President Robert Zoellick, what a piece of work this guy is, said on a conference call today, The Washington-based bank may also make $1 billion available to Tunisia, in addition to $500 million in aid announced last month and not yet approved by the lender's board. The revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa offer great opportunities, but also pose daunting challenges and risks, Zolich said. So I guess they'll have to have a risk-reward relationship there and jack up the interest rate. Leaders from the Group of Eight will discuss support for the countries in the region in the wake of the pro-democracy movements making the world safe for democracy, Woodrow Wilson said after his alter ego, Colonel Edward Mandelhouse, put the thought in his mind. Anyway, continues, at their meeting this week in Deauville, France, Barry the usurper has proposed $2 billion in U.S. assistance for Egypt, $1 billion in loan guarantees through the Overseas Private Investment Corporation. Aren't we the ones that are pissing and moaning about foreign direct investment? And look what we're doing. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And cancellation of $1 billion in debt. So we're going to loan them money, then we're going to write off the billion in debt. There it is, the billion in debt. About a third of what Egypt owes. We loan them billions and we forgive it to $1 billion, and they still owe us $2 billion. Boy, are you dizzy yet? I am. The Arab world and North Africa have been shaken by anti-government demonstrations led by the Albert Einstein Institution, bringing on the new Mediterranean Union, the long-held goal here. The Arab world and North Africa have been shaken by anti-government demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. I wonder when the Americans are going to step up to the plate. Tunisian President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, like a prize fighter, isn't he? Left office on January the 14th, followed by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, in command for 3 decades on February the 11th. The World Bank today reduced its growth forecast for the Middle East, North African region to 3.6% from a previous estimate of 5% because of a drop in Tunisia and Egypt and weaker growth in developing oil exporters. Well, of course, no day would be right without a little discussion of Israel. And here, Netanyahu again heads home as applause from Congress follows his clash with the usurper. Boy, isn't this just a mess. Jonathan Furziger writing this for Bloomberg. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrapped up a 5-day visit. Yeah, he probably wrapped it up with a kosher bow and went back to that box of rocks in the east. We'll be back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so back into this article off of the Bloomberg in regards to Netanyahu. This is Prime Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin, the furniture salesman Netanyahu, wrapped up a five-day U.S. visit with a White House clash, Barry the Usurper, those guys staging that little stare down. And then he got 29 standing ovations from Congress. These people are bought out, folks. You think they represent you? Or 80% of these who are just nothing more than neo-Nazi Zionists or something. I don't like to use that word. Zionists, basically, to a man. They have completely sold out. They don't respect you. They don't respect me. They certainly don't respect the birthright and the country that they're ostensibly representing. But they are all certainly deep into their love affair with this one anyway. I'm not going to go on too much further with this. It's almost revolting, and I haven't had my breakfast bagel yet. But here's a quote. Palestinian leaders in turn said they were not impressed with Netanyahu's declaration that he would make painful compromises to resolve the conflict. Remember, they always cry out in pain. You always know the Jew. You always know the Zionists. They're the ones that are crying out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in the face, so saith Nabil Jabbar. Here's a quote. He proved tonight we don't have a partner. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said in a telephone interview, Netanyahu has to say the magic word. And that is, quote, I accept the 1967 borders. Of course, that's a tough pill to swallow for thieves, but they're not going to accept that one. They'll go ahead and exercise the Samson option before they'll ever back down to that. Well, Netanyahu and Obama sought to minimize their differences following a May 20 Oval Office confrontation over future borders of a Palestinian state. The prime minister's trip produced no new concrete and peace initiatives. And what the heck is new about that? All they want to do is say, we want to get back. We want to get back to the bargaining table. We want to get back into a roadmap of peace. I mean, this roadmap right now could go to Mars and back. They've been at this roadmap for years and years and years and years. And I've worn out my patience with the article. Let's go to the next one. Oliver Zeus. Not Dr. Seuss, but another Seuss. U.S. hurricanes may curb European insurers' dividend ambitions. So you recall from our study of hazard mitigation planning that the idea of the avoidance of repetitive loss claims is really driving the hazard mitigation planning system. All right? And, of course, in Joplin, there's going to be a whole gaggle and bunch of this hazard mitigation planning change agents swarming all over that community. All of that city. town of 50,000 people right here in southwest Missouri. But it's all about insurance and reinsurance. And here's the article. European insurers, which have raised dividend payments by, or payouts by a third since 2005 to court investors, trying to lure more people in there, may have to backtrack as record first quarter disaster claims and the looming U.S. hurricane season threaten to squeeze reserves. Okay, the one thing the insurance gangsters don't like to do is to pay out. They don't mind pilfering and taking in. They don't like paying out. And they'll do anything, including relocating an entire city someplace else. I'll move all of Joplin to South Central L.A. or something, you know, just not to ever have another tornado to deal with. Companies in the Stocks Europe 600 Insurance Index paid out 51% of profits. Notice how careful that is. As dividends to shareholders last year compared with 38% in 2005 when the hurricanes, including Katrina, cost the global industry $100 billion. Total insured losses from natural catastrophes, or as Robert Schauder likes to call them, catastrophes. I love that word. Natural catastrophes in the first 3 months of 2011, such as the earthquake and tsunami in Japan, may reach more than $50 billion. Let's not forget Chile. They had a nasty one down there, too. Insurance broker Aon Corporation estimated. All right, they're going to have to pay out $50 billion. My goodness. The upcoming U.S. hurricane season will be a critical test for insurers' ambition to transform themselves into dividend stocks. Sound like they're at all interested in human suffering? These people would make a profit or attempt to make a profit by stealing the pennies off a dead man's eyes. They'd recycle body bags. What batards. Anyway, researchers at Colorado State University forecast 16 named storms for this year's Atlantic June through November hurricane season. I mean, we're just going to maybe squeak out of the tornado season, and then we're going to drop right into hurricane season. Wow. Compared with an average of 11 storms, hurricanes hitting big cities as well as earthquakes often lead to reinsurers' most expensive claims. Katrina, which devastated New Orleans in 2005, cost the industry $62.2 billion, according to estimates. Munich Re, the world's largest reinsurer. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. The U.S. has already been struck by storms this year that killed at least 481 people. A three-quarter-mile-wide tornado tore through Joplin. They keep creeping this number up, by the way. You can go up on the websites, look for yourself, go to the Jasper County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. They have a map that they made almost immediately after the event from the helicopter, and they show you the extent. In some places, it might reach a quarter or a half mile, but mostly it's less than that. But here, the article for the effect, they're throwing in three-quarter mile. Anyway, a month after at least 305 tornadoes hit the U.S. South, the damage from the storms that struck from April the 25th to April the 27th may be as much as $5 billion, according to Oakland, California-based Equitrack. Well, we'll let that go, and we'll come back to hazard mitigation planning later the week, perhaps. But I want to continue along. Oh, wait. I've got another story here that I've got to cover. Otherwise, I won't be doing the right thing for my friends. Okay, I got this email last night from the Lawrence County Ozark Property Rights Group, Congress, and here it is. And it was posted in the chat room earlier, at least you might be able to find a video up there. But here's a family facing $4 million in fines. Now, guess what, folks? No, it wasn't for raw milk. Close, though, close. You know, Food Safety Modernization Act, we've got to have that. Family facing $4 million in fines for doing what? Selling bunnies. Oh, my. Well, almost 9 months after a Missouri dairy was ordered to stop selling cheese made from raw milk, I shared details of another hair-raising story from the Show Me State. John Dollarhite and his wife Judy of tiny little Nixa, Missouri, that's not far away now, have been told by the USDA that by Monday, they must pay a fine exceeding $90,000, and if they don't pay that fine, they could face additional fines of almost $4 million. Why? Because they sold more than $500 worth of bunnies. That's right, little rabbits.
$4 million. They sold $500 worth of wabbits, little wabbits, all right? $4,600 worth of wabbits in a single calendar year. Don't you sell those wabbits. None of those cottage industries. Anyway, cute basket of bunnies they have here on the website. About 6 years ago, the Dollar Heights wanted to teach their young teenage son responsibility and the value of the dollar, so they rescued a pair of rabbits, one male and one female. And boy, I'll tell you what, those rabbits do what the rabbits do. They reproduced. You want to talk about green energy? What comes out the back end of a rabbit, especially when you got lots of wabbits, makes some of the dandiest compost for your garden you'll ever find, short of perhaps horse manure. Anyway, they rescued that pair of rabbits, and the next thing you know, they were going bingo boingo, and they had many more. Before long, things were literally hopping on the three-acre homestead 30 miles south of Springfield, and Dollar Value Rabbitry was launched. Well, we'll be right back.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this insanity, you're welcome to do so. But again, about 6 years ago, these Dollar Heights wanted to teach their young son something about responsibility financially. the value of the dollar. So they got in this little rabbitry business. They started with a pair of rabbits. And, you know, as they say, the next thing you know, things were really hopping. And that's the way it works. You know, I was out one day on my parents' farm when I came back down to Missouri. And I was working on fence posts, straightening up wire and things like that, pulling posts and resetting them and whatnot. And that's another story. But anyway, I'm looking down in the grass there, and I see some little baby rabbits. And I had mowed around the brush hog and the tractor and brush hog to space there. And anyway, so I had cut off the top of their nest, and they were down there, and there were about four or five of them. So I scooped them all up, put them in my pocket, all right, and brought them in, put them in a cardboard box in the barn, and came back out and continued working. I didn't know anything really about rabbits at the time, and I didn't want to see them perish just for lack of concern. Anyway, they're just rodents, you know. They are rodents. They're like rats, you know. And they're rats with long ears and funny little faces, and they're so cute, and they're nice. Anyway, so this is what these folks did, too. They started off with one male and one female. The next thing you know, they were doing what rabbits do. Continuing in the early stages, some of the bunnies were raised and sold for their meat. And there's meat. You know, I mean, you can do Pierre Lapin on a platter. You can take Peter Rabbit and butcher them and put them on a platter. And if you don't mind eating rodent, now there you go. And they're tasty, I guess. I think they're delightful, but, you know, I eat squirrels, too, but, you know, whatever. And so you also have the fur. And curiously enough, I had the opportunity of spending about 6 or 7 years working for a man and his wife and their son and in a surveying business out in Washington State. And right there, be country little house there. We worked out of his daylight basement, running a surveying business. And right there beside his wife ran a rabbitry, big rabbitry. I'd never seen anything like a huge 24 by 36 building, steel barn on a concrete slab. She'd all designed it all up, and they had watering in there and all that other stuff and whatnot. But they were doing a bang-up business there. I think she was actually making more money with the rabbitry, raising breeding stock, straw animals, and meat and fur than we were doing surveying. Some days I thought that, you know, we should have all given it up and just gone into the rabbit business. But anyway, it's something that you can do, and you can do it at your home. You know, you can't raise tomatoes and give the overplus to your neighbors or exchange or trade for carrots. Not anymore. No, you want to do that. You don't want to have a hen and, you know, some some eggs. We can talk about raising chickens one of these days if you like. But anyway, you don't want to have a hen and a bunch of hens and a rooster and have farm fresh range fed eggs and meat to sell. And by God, you don't want to do that because that'll invoke a fine too. Well, it seems that they really don't want us to eat. I guess that's the bottom line. The only thing we can eat nowadays is bagels and cream cheese, I suppose. But anyway, we started becoming the go-to people for rabbits in the Springfield era. Now, Springfield is not far distant from me. It's east of me. And it's a relatively large city, John said. If you wanted a rabbit, you go to the Dollar Value Rabbitry, he said. And it continues. Well, things were going along fine. And then all of a sudden, they got an inspector coming by, a call. They were having some trouble. It seems that they were making a little bit of money. It's an understatement to describe the Dollar Heights as being beyond surprised when in the fall of 2009, a female inspector from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed up at the front door of the family home wanting to do a spot inspection of their rabbitry. And things went downhill from there. Of course, there wasn't any violations. They were doing everything fine. But deep down in the bottom, they discovered some obscure law that made it impossible, and here it is. Recently, the Dollar Heights received a call, received a certified mail return receipt letter dated April the 19th of 2011 from the USDA, informing them that they had broken the law and must pay the USDA a fine of $90,643. Their crime, violating 9 CFR section 2.1A1. All right, 9 CFR 21, or it's 2.1A1. And here it is, selling more than $500 worth of rabbits in a calendar year. Well, it just gets more insane the longer we live. And the older I get, the more bizarre it becomes. One day I went to sleep on the planet Earth, and I woke up on the planet stupider. And this planet has become stupider and stupider with each passing year. Back into this discussion out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, talking about technology as the lead-in to a discussion, which I hope to follow here soon, on technocracy. And perhaps soon we'll get together with Michael Vail and go into this in detail. And he can bring us up to date on the modern, but I'm just kind of laying down the backstory here. The new technology, leaving off about where we left off yesterday, the new technology kind of tracking through from the 1800s as we come into the Industrial Revolution and this new technological age or era. The new technology has also had a powerful effect upon the political changes. And again, this article written back in the 1930s. The political changes which have occurred since the middle of the 19th century throughout the world. The countries of the Near and Far East, with the exception of Japan, soon came under the control or influence of European and American powers, you know. So it's not just the United States coming under the control of Israel. No, no. We take it outside, you know. This is the Opium Wars, one more time, 2.0, all right? Again, the countries of the Near and Far East, with the exception of Japan, soon came under the control or influence of the European and American powers. Railroads, telephones, and telegraph communications, together with the modern instruments of warfare, gave to the Western governments so superior a position that any colonial uprising was hopeless. Hopeless, Libya, hopeless, Tunisia, hopeless, Egypt, hopeless. So great did the power of the Western nations become that even the nominally independent states of the Asiatic East were turned into spheres of interest. You never want to be a person of interest in the face of FedGov in the city of London. Continuing, into spheres of interest. That's a quote-unquote right out of this article, 1930s. As a result of tacit understandings between the great powers. Oh, yeah. Between the great powers, the Allies. The ascendancies of European influence was furthered also by great capital investments for the construction of railroads. Now, Germany was very much interested in this. They wanted to go all the way from the Gulf, all the way across, through Baghdad, all the way up, all the way across to Germany. Tap into that oil down there, Kuwait and places. Bahrain, elsewhere. The great capital investments for the construction of railroads, harbors, and the like. Of course, this is also credit mobilier, Europe and America. Since foreign capital investments usually go hand in hand with exports to the debtor countries. Exports to a debtor country. Now, let's see. We're getting a lot of exports these days. We trade imbalances all over the place. I guess we've become that debtor country, huh? Their growth was again tied up with the increased technical capacity of Western industry, or perhaps we should say these days, APEC. The increased technical capacity of Western industry, Western India now. World opinion, similarly, under the influence of technical successes, gave impetus to an unlimited belief in progress. So we're developing a new belief system here, setting aside the old things as we move further and further into Comte's positive stage, where there are no absolutes, everything is just relative, cultural relativism, etc. Again, technical successes gave impetus to an unlimited belief in progress, which permitted no doubts as to the cultural superiority of the European nations. Supremacism coming out, raising its hoary head. Even nations of the Far East were inspired by the same ideas, as is borne out by the enormous enthusiasm with which Japan took over European and American methods. You see, this is prior to Pearl Harbor, folks. Decades. Although this naive enthusiasm of many people for technical progress and their belief in its cultural significance subsequently lost intensity, the decisive political changes had already occurred and could not be undone. Once you go to bed with the devil, once you lie down with old Sutton, don't be surprised if you get raped or murdered overnight. And once you've been raped or murdered overnight, it ain't going to be undone. You can't unwind it once you have eaten the fruit in the garden. You can't go back. It's like virginity, you know. You can't go back to a virgin state unless you happen to be that miraculous thing that floats around on top of the Vatican. Mary the Matrix closer. Anyway, the significance of technical progress for social change is complex in character, which is why we're going through this. so many of these puerile, sophomoric ideas are bandied around as solutions, global solutions, you know. We'll all be able to have a driver license or something, or we can drive without a driver's license. We can claim sovereignty. Puerile, sophomoric solutions to an exceedingly complex world that we live in. We're going to be that change, folks. We need to come up to the level of that change or just be quiet and bide our time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so let us do recall that the article that I'm sharing here with you by an Emil Lederer comes out of this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. The title of the article, of course, is Technology. Deep in here, deep into this article. It's quite lengthy. We've got another page or so to go on it. Well, we'll get it today in the next 15 minutes. Certainly won't do that, but we'll continue it. It's worthy of our discussion. And remember that in the beginning of this article, they were talking about money. They were talking about money. When they talked about money, they were talking about gold and silver. They weren't talking about fractional reserve banking systems and fiat dollars. They were talking about gold and silver, okay? And another thing they talked about, which was really characteristic of technology, what is calculation? It was a very important word, calculation. The calculators, the economists, all right? all the statisticians, the chartists, the waivists, the people that keep track of things, make projections and forecasts, the actuarials that run insurance scams and all of those sort of people, right? Stock exchanges and stock returns and all of this. And we studied a lot of this when we were talking about the rise of the great American fortunes in the U.S. by Gustavus Myers some months back. You can find all that in the archives at becomevocallocal.com. Click through to the Oracle Broadcasting Network or from the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Just find the articles or the archives links there, and you can click through to Become Vocal Local. And then, voila, there you go, a couple of years' worth of archives, very carefully indexed for you daily. All right? Anyway, so let's continue. Once again, the significance of technical progress for social change is complex in character. It's a broad sweeping transformation. We're moving away from the times of the bunnies, and they want you to garden. They want you to get off red meat, but then you grow rabbits and raise rabbits, they don't want you to eat the rabbits. But we've always had this kind of a conflict, this kind of a war, and it's kind of doing a sidebar here, but this war, if you will, between the herders and the agriculturalists, between the husbandmen and the agriculturalists. You see, the agriculturalist was dead prey. That's all it was. And if you go back and look at your Bible, you'll discover that Abraham, Avraham, he was a herder. He was a herder. I mean, Yahweh is called herders, you know. He was a herder, and he did a lot of hurt, too. But he was a herder, all right? And so they preyed upon anybody that's a settler, anybody that's growing a garden. And once the herders figured out how to fork a horse and swing a bronze sword, the balance of power on the planet changed substantially as the Mongols poured out of the steppes down into the other valleys, and the Neanderthals spread thereafter, or before them, or whatever. But it's important from this discussion because we made a huge change. We went from forking horses and swinging swords to the Industrial Revolution, which we have transitioned fast and beyond now. Now we're still dealing with technology, but now it's IT. IT. I don't know, ET. Beam me up. Anybody got a quarter? Call home. Anyway, the middle groups made use of the technical, oops, don't skip that part, Will. Social composition was later differentiated by the numerical growth of non-independent middle groups. Non-independent, the middle groups. This is pluralism in its opening stages, all right? All of the independent groups, groups and associations, the opening salvos of syndicalism and other things happening right here, all right? And from a religious standpoint, syncretism is another word you might look up and study. But non-independent middle groups, why are the middle groups not independent? Well, because even though some people would tell you be self-sustaining, I always say be self-reliant. There's a difference. We'll get into that. Self-sufficing. Suffice is enough, my friends. Suffice is enough. Would one bowl of rice be enough for you today? You know, I wasn't raised that way. I don't think on that line, you know. I think about it from the standpoint of having, you know, just weights and measures. I think about it from the standpoint of having my meal barrel packed down, compressed, and overflowing. I'm not looking for a sufficient. Is it enough? Will that suffice? Would you like one half of a slice of bread and two peas? Or would you like to have three peas and a carrot wedge? You know, not into that scam. Thank you. That's your socialist model there. That I just completely reject it. But again, they're non-independent middle groups. Why? Because we depend on one another. Inside of this division of labor program, inside this technological thing, we've discovered that you can't have somebody making lazy boy sofas, lazy boy recliners, if you don't have some big, lardy lazy boys to sit in them. They're symbiotic. It's a relationship. You got to have a lazy boy to sell a lazy boy his recliner. All right? Got to have it. They're not independent. And by the unexpected resistance of the peasants and the artisans to their destruction by large-scale industry and superior overseas competition. So we look at the little rabbitry this morning, And we're seeing here that we're having unexpected resistance of the peasants and the artisans. That would be all of your weavers and your carters and your colliers and your blacksmith, etc. Luthiers, etc. All the things you could do at home. The unexpected resistance of the peasants and the artisans to their destruction by large-scale industry and superior overseas competition. You and I cannot, except on the internet, compete overseas. The middle groups made use of the technical advances in both agricultural and handicrafts. Technical progress, therefore, did not hinder, but in a certain sense emphasized the differentiation in social stratification. Wherever a democratic form of government gave the individual groups, and notice they're using democratic form of government even in the 30s here now, and this is when it was really being started to be salted in. We went away of saying a Republican form, you know, the restoration of a Republican form of representative government. We dialogued in this idea of democracy, and we could read Fast Bullets and Culture Changes and get that again. But wherever a democratic form of government gave the individual groups an opportunity effectively to serve their own interests. In this connection, it is important to note the growing political significance of the class of intellectuals, which increased numerically with extraordinary rapidity. I mean, you look at the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto there, and you'll understand that this compulsory public education demands this huge proliferation of intellectuals. And we're always saying, well, you know, we're just not smart enough. We can't compete with those East Indians. Those Chinese are cleaning our clocks on the SAT test, right? You got to have all of these colleges and universities. Liberty University, Jerry Falwell. Wow, came across that yesterday. What a heads up it was. Anyway, a growing political significance of the class of the intellectuals. You know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, etc., Timmy Geithner, which increased numerically with extraordinary rapidity. It's like the gravy train was opened up. This was a phenomenon accompanying the modern industrial system. And in the severe crisis in the post-war period, this is World War I, these groups constituted the principal cadres for the formation of fascist parties. Curious, fascist parties, the intellectuals. The revival of older romantic notions is also significant in this connection. In a socialist society, these technological facts have a quite different bearing. This is proof that technical development is not unequivocally determined along one line in the social and political field. Thus, whereas in Western Europe, electrification, I'm talking about all of the nuclear and all the wind turbines and the solar power panels and all of that happening now, just as it did 100 years ago, my friends, REA, all that came in. Thus, whereas in Western Europe, electrification served to improve the economic position of the small producer, in Russia, Lenin made it the foundation of socialization, even in agriculture. Electrification carried out by a socialist state not only increases the instruments of political power, but also makes impossible any production outside of the collective economy. If Google decides not to hook you up to the smart meter grid, you're fresh out of luck. And it matters not whether you're raising bunnies, whether you're making cheese, whether you're making your own ethanol, you're just flat out of power, and we're flat out of time. I'll be back again tomorrow, and until the next time, thanks for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.